This might come as a surprise, but this is not an audiobook about parties. Don't worry, we'll talk about decorations and delicious food and all the really fun creative ways to celebrate a special occasion. And we're going to have a great time doing it. But that's not what's at the heart of this audiobook. What makes this project such a special one to me are the lessons I learned from a very early age about the importance of gathering, marking events big and small, and enjoying the company of the people who matter to you most. Growing up, my parents had careers that demanded a lot of them. A lot of travel, busy schedules, and a lot of responsibilities that took our entire family outside of the home. Despite those demanding schedules, they were always present for us kids. And they let us know that our time together was meaningful by making the most of it, which in our house meant lots of food, drink, conversations, and laughter. For our big, crazy, blended family, they made it a priority to preserve what you might consider traditional values in a very non-traditional life. In our childhood home, everyone was welcome. If we were home, the door was open. There'd be snacks in the fridge and music on the stereo. You could put your feet on the furniture and nobody minded if you stayed for dinner because there'd usually be a big pot of something on the stove. My mom is the one pot queen, like elk stew or chicken and dumplings, making the house smell so wonderful and cozy. On those days, there wasn't any question about what all of our friends would be doing after school, because they'd always end up at our house, sharing the day's stories with my parents, unwinding, and feeling right at home. If it was a Sunday night, we'd have a simple laid-back dinner, and you can bet that by the time the meal was ready, there'd be 15, 20 people at the table. It wasn't because my mom was an amazing cook, though she most definitely is, and her beef stroganoff recipe is on the enhancement to prove it. It was because our house was a place where people could connect. It was a house full of the vibrant sounds of people, and it filled us all with so much joy. There was never anything forced or overly planned about it. It was just a way of life. Sure, my parents loved to entertain. Every year they hosted a Christmas party, complete with a carol sing-along with official lyric books. And Thanksgiving was essentially a big game of musical chairs because they never said no to anyone joining us, whether it was family, friends, friends of friends, or folks with nowhere else to go. But it was the everyday gatherings that made our house special. Well, that kind of thing rubs off on you. So when I started my own household in my 20s, I carried these traditions with me and gave them my unique twist. I wanted to create that kind of environment for my kids and for my own tribe of friends and adopted family, where everyone felt like they could kick off their shoes, sit on anything, and knew if they spilled their wine or even had a glass too many, they'd still be invited back. I wanted people to feel safe in my home and, of course, have a great time. My philosophy toward hosting is pretty fun. Nothing too perfect, nothing too fussy, just the right amount of attention to detail to look great, but not so stuffy you can't enjoy yourself. It's a philosophy that's deeply connected to the concepts I explored in my first book, Pretty Happy. Writing that was its own kind of celebration, of finally discovering how to slow down, tune in, and figure out how to give myself what I need to feel my absolute best inside and out. It was the culmination of a lot of soul searching where I finally realized how important true connection was and how to take care of myself in a more complete way, mind and body, body and soul. Pilates and hot yoga and spinning and sometimes just a nice long hike. It's what I'd call holistic and balanced. Once I realized that nourishing every little piece of myself in a forgiving, loving way made me pretty happy, I had to share it. And this book is a natural extension of that. Because here's the thing. Gathering is just as crucial a part of self-care as eating well and having a movement practice. Plus, the very same lessons I learned about taking better care of myself make for even more meaningful gathering. It all adds up to one big, beautiful cycle that can infuse your life with that much more pleasure, significance, rootedness, and contentment. If that doesn't sound like it's worth its own little party, then I don't know what does.